Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke and for Lori Walsh. Moore Pallets, a second-generation family-owned company in Sioux Falls, has just surpassed a milestone in recycling. Last week, Moore Pallets announced that they have now recycled 1 billion pounds of wood waste. Joining us to explain the significance of this program is Chad Fodness, Director of Sales and Marketing for Moore Pallets. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you.
Also, better turn mics on here. Also joining us is a representative from Powat, the plant manager at Chancellor, South Dakota, Rachel Kluse. Rachel, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
And also Laverl Van Ningen. Laverl is the energy manager at the plant. Welcome as well.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. So let's get started here, Chad. I first want to ask you about how it was that Moore Pallets got started in the pallet business. There is other wood materials, there's fencing, things like that. How was it that Moore's got started in the pallet business several years ago?
In the pallet business or the grinding business? Or?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of started out as grinding some of the scrap wood for animal bedding. And they started that up, and that was about the time that Powat got interested in with the boiler system and approached Moore Pallets to supply some wood for them. And that's kind of how the whole chain started.
Yeah. Yeah. Rachel, talk about the relationship that you have now had with Moore Pallets and just how good it's been for both Powat and for Moore's.
Sure, I sure will. So what Powat uses the wood waste for is we power our boiler that produces the steam to make the ethanol to make ethanol for our facility in Chancellor, South Dakota. And we're super excited to be involved with Moore Pallets. They've provided over 100,000 tons of waste wood. Really what our focus is on Powat, we're a green company and we want to make sure that we're continuously focusing on greenhouse gas. So we want to offset the amount of fossil fuel that we're bringing in to actually run our facility. We're making a green fuel. We want to offset the energy that we're bringing in. So the wood waste becomes a clean energy that we can bring into the plant to make our finished ethanol.
Now, other than measuring the 1 billion pounds of wood waste, do you have ways of measuring how you're helping out with the green program at Powat? Do you have ways of measuring that?
We have lots of ways to measure that. Yeah, absolutely. So just to put it in perspective, that billion tons of wood that we've brought in is offsetting natural gas or fossil fuel that we would normally have used to run the facility. And that is offsetting approximately 43% of our natural gas energy for the plant, which is a huge number.
Yes,
huge number.
Indeed. Once again, Laverl Van Ningen is with us, energy manager for Powat. Can you talk about the scientific part of this, the process, how this wood waste becomes recycled?
All of our wood comes in ground, pre-ground. It's unloaded into a covered building, and it's conveyed into the boiler. The boiler runs, puts out 150,000 pounds an hour of steam. Conveyed into the boiler, it lays on a burn deck. It's got a lot of air that goes through the boiler. There's generating bank about seven flights up. And that hot air goes through there, just like a steam kettle on your stove, creates a steam. The steam goes over to the plant. We collect two ash streams on the back end of the boiler. Some of that gets reused for beneficial use for soil. So,
how many pounds at a time can you process? Or recycle, I should say.
Daily, I would say 10 truckloads.
10 truckloads. And Chad, from Moore Pallets, this all comes ground down before it's brought to the plant, is that right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Talk about ways of interesting people in recycling wood waste. I know that people can drop items off at your locations in Sioux Falls and T. How do you get people interested in doing that? What kind of methods do you have to instill in people's minds that this is important?
Well, there's a lot of people that often stop by and just thank us for offering this site so that wood can be reused instead of buried or burnt on that. And but we work with a lot of towns and private people as far as contractors and farmers and that type of deal that take shelter belts out or anything else like that can be ground instead of buried or burnt and reused by Poet. Right. On that. Yep.
And I read that you service customers over a 350-mile radius. So are those customers that you may deliver pallets to and bring back pallets for wood waste?
There's a lot of that that goes on also on that we'll spot a truck out there with the so they can unload the new pallets and then reload with the pallets that they don't use anymore.
What are the examples of wood waste that can be recycled?
Now, that's any, we call it green wood and dry wood on that, or wet wood and dry wood on that. Mm-hmm. The wet wood is any tree, basically, that's been cut down. And the dry wood is any non-treated piece of lumber that is scrap for the customer on that. And by non-treated, we mean any wood that's been painted or varnished or green treat or creosote treat. You know, we cannot accept that there. Mm-hmm.
Now, for the customers, is it is there any cost to leave wood waste at any of your locations?
There is not. We offer two sites in Sioux Falls, and then, of course, we also service a lot of other towns around mm-hmm. the Sioux Falls area. That and most of those places, they do not charge either for disposal.
For people interested in the wood waste and doing some recycling, and they may have not participated in this before, go ahead and let people know where your locations are if they would like to drop things off.
Well, we have two locations in Sioux Falls. One is off the T exit. It's off exit 73, and you go east approximately. It's approximately about a half mile to the first Mile Line Road, which is 471st Avenue. And south on 471st, a half a mile there, and there's a long driveway that heads back towards the interstate that they can go down, and there's always somebody down there that can point them in the right direction of where mm-hmm. to drop that wood. The other is just south of Ellis. It's on, if you take 12th Street to Ellis Road, go north about a half a mile, there's a street called Sand Street, which to the east is the family park. I don't know if people know where that's at, but you go west.
I do.
Yep. You go west there, and as soon as you make the turn, about a half mile, there's a big bright orange sign down there that marks the entrance to the driveway, and they just go in there and follow the signs around. Someone will point you in the right direction again on that.
And I should mention, too, I know just from living in Sioux Falls that Muller Pallets is really deep in the community as far as community projects and being involved in things that are good for Sioux Falls as a whole. Can you kind of talk about that and how this is all part of that?
Well, I know we have donated basically some wood. Matter of fact, we've just donated some to Palisades Park on that mm-hmm. they always need for their walking trails. But we're always looking to try and help out the best we can. I know we have had the law enforcement has called and wanted to use our piles of dry wood to train their dogs to search for people lost in storms and that type of deal. And we're more than happy to help out with something like that. Also, just try and get involved in about any way we can that, you know, will help out around the community on that.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Rachel, I'd like to go back to you. You talked about how this all goes back into feeding the plant at Chancellor. How long has this been going on now?
A little over 10 years. Well, no. Yeah, 10 years. A little over 12 years. Yeah. So quite a while.
Are the other Poet plants, do they do the same thing? I know there's more than just the one at Chancellor. There's obviously many, but is this something that goes on at the other Poet plants too?
Maybe not in this extreme sense or maybe this particular example, but that's one of the beauties of Poet is what we do is we look at what advantages we have in our community. So just like Chad is looking and saying, how can I help my community by recycling wood and things like that? Other communities that Poet serves or that are in may have different attributes or things that we can recycle. So, for example, one in particular that's a little bit home to me is a water recycling project that we have in one of our plants in Iowa where we're taking the water table and the wells are not very abundant, so we're recycling water from the city, taking their wastewater and recycling that and using that as, mm-hmm. as incoming water. So it's going to depend on what your community looks like. So if you look at any one of our Poet plants, we're doing recycling projects, and we're very keen to how the community works, but it's going to look a little bit different every mm-hmm. place that we go. So
Obviously, Moeller Lumber is, or Moeller Pallets, I should say, is very involved in the wood waste recycling. Going back to a study, I believe, from the EPA from 2014, they say wood is 5% of all building material waste, which seems maybe like a small number when we talk about what Moeller Pallets has done here with the recycling in the Sioux Falls area. What would be suggestions to maybe increase that number?
To increase the number of the amount that's recycled?
Yeah.
Well, it's all about understanding what you're doing and what you're using. I think as a community, we all live in Sioux Falls and the community, we want to be proud of it. So that means that we're going to be taking care of stuff and we want to recycle, whether it's plastics or paper or wood. So understanding that our a project, maybe some old pallets that came from shipping or maybe part of our production process could be recycled versus going directly into the landfill. It's easy not to recycle. It's easy to take everything to the to the landfill, but that doesn't mean that that's the right thing to do for our community. So we have to think outside the box, and you have to look at your own little bubble and see, what can I do better? That may mean that we're reducing the amount of water we're using or we're recycling materials. And wood is just one way that we're recycling in our community.
Yeah. Laverell, I'd like to come back to you here. The when you recycle the wood waste, we're talking about being good for the environment and things like that. Is the wood waste, is this a really clean way of handling this, a clean thing for your plant, a clean thing from the for the Sioux Falls area?
Yeah, it's really clean.
Yeah.
Yep.
How is it that you're able to make it that way?
We've got screeners in our system. We have a magnet in the system that pulls out if there is, you know, some metal in it or whatever. That actually gets recycled also when the metal gets pulled out. So.
How about how do you recycle then the other objects, like the metals that come out of that?
That goes into a dumpster,
sure,
a roll-off dumpster, and
sure,
gets recycled to a metal recycler.
Yeah. Chad, I'm interested to know now, you've been able to account for 1 billion pounds of wood waste. Did you ever dream several years ago that you would actually count this, and how is it counted?
Well, on the 1 billion pounds, basically that's done through scale tickets that come from
sure,
POET.
Okay,
on that.
Okay.
We have probably processed more than 1 billion pounds through other places that have gotten the wood, but that's the trackable amount is from the scale tickets at POET.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that you'll obviously continue until perhaps something different comes along as our technologies advance.
True.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, like, if we put this down into like maybe a day, how many pounds a day do you think that would?
Oh boy.
About 1,200 tons a day, give or take.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably nine.
You're talking tons, not pounds.
Oh, yeah.
About 180 to 200 ton a day will go in there from us.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really interesting. And we wish you continued success on this because it's a great project. And I know, like we said, you're extremely involved in goodwill here in the Sioux Falls community. And we want to see definitely more of that and from other businesses here. And we hope to hear more success stories from other businesses like this. But thank you so much for sharing this news with us, and I want to thank all of you for coming on today.
Well, we thank you, and again, kind of the big thing is we just wanted to say a thank you to everybody that we work with and the people that do help us out in supplying some of this wood.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Chad Fodness, once again, Director of Sales and Marketing for Moeller Pallets here in the Sioux Falls and T area. Also, thanks to Rachel Kluse, Plant Manager at Chancellor, South Dakota, and Laverell Van Ningen, Energy Manager at Chancellor as well, right?
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thank you so much to all of you for coming in today.